On today's Tech Help for Churches, free music you can use on YouTube. Hi, and welcome again to another episode of Tech Help for Churches. This is the show where every week I help you use the internet, new media, social media, etc. in your church. My name is Paul Allen Clifford. I'm your host, and I'd love for you to ask your question, so just do that below the video. If you're listening to the audio, that's cool too. Head over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/contact. There you can find all my contact information, or just leave the message there. That's cool too. So, I was a part of a discussion the other day, and someone said, I can't believe it. No one told me that you can use this free music that YouTube provides. I'm just in the dark. How is that possible that I didn't know that? And I thought, well, maybe you don't know that. So I thought that I would share that with you. Let's start by talking about where you go to get the free music before we talk about the two different kinds of music you can use. So the first type of music is... you can go to the Creator Studio, which once you log into your YouTube account, the upper right-hand corner, there's a button you can click on that has some choices. Creator Studio is where you want to go to, and then Audio Library. Or you can just go to, again, once you're logged in, youtube.com/audio library/music. There you'll find several tracks that you can use. Now, there are two types of tracks. Actually, there are three listed. The third is sound effects. We're going to ignore those for now. There's two types. There's free music and there's ad-supported music. Now, you might be tempted to go for the ad-supported music because when you go there, you'll find, wait, I recognize all these artists. Well, maybe not all, but you recognize a lot of them. Christian artists, secular artists, crossover artists, just a lot of music there that you will recognize. Now, what this is your YouTube's attempt to go ahead in advance of you, negotiate with the record companies and say, hey, if someone uses this music in their video, then you get the advertising proceeds instead of the person making the video. So you'll find stuff like Shake It Off by Taylor Swift, last week I talked about Firefly. Well, their stuff is there, which I think is probably why they don't buy from me, that I've got advanced written permission, even though I do. Then even if you wanted to go old school, like the 80s, Striper. Yeah, Striper's there. So there's just a bunch of music there that you can use, but you can't monetize your video. And you can't use your video other places. But if there's a song that you'd like to use, by all means, check there first to see if that doesn't, in fact, solve your problem, solve your copyright issue. So that's the first type, the advertising-supported music. But there's another type of music, and that music is it's just free to use. And here's the bonus. It's free to use wherever. So you can just download it, use it in your video. Typically, it's music from artists you've never heard of, but it's a lot of times it's instrumental stuff, stuff that would be good for the background music where you don't want people distracted by the music that is included in the background. But you need something, well, then that's what this stuff is for. So those are the two types of music. Let's go over some circumstances in which you would use each. First, you might use the royalty-free music just as background music. You might use it if you need some music, but it doesn't have to be a specific song. For the other music, let's say you want to use a specific song, and you know that you're uploading this to YouTube and nowhere else, then I'd recommend you check there first, and then feel free to do it, because basically by using this, you're saying, okay, I agree, I'm not going to make any money off of this, and if you're a church, chances are you probably didn't want to anyway. And the artist gets their money because the worker is worth his wages, or her wages in the case of Taylor Swift. And you're legal and everybody's happy. Now, at any time, that could change. But right now, that would be okay. One thing that you should know is not all the songs are licensed for all localities. So I noticed the three or four that I checked out were not licensed for use in Germany. Don't know why. Maybe the Germans have different rules or something like that. But as long as you don't have a big audience in Germany, could be that it's perfectly fine. If you do have a big audience in Germany, maybe you want to do something different. So that's just something to consider. So those are the two types of music, and when you could use them, under what circumstances, etc. I should also point out that if you go to the YouTube editor, youtube.com/editor, all the first type, all the royalty-free, not the ad-supported, the other kind, is available in the editor, so you can use that as you would. So that's something else for you to consider as you're looking at what music you want to use. Well, I hope that helped you. I hope that that's something that answered a question and was able to get you a little further along the track of using music on YouTube. If you like this content, I bet you'd like my email newsletter, so head on over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/gifts, G-I-F-T-S, and I have a bunch of church tech stuff for you there that you can get, and a free subscription to my email newsletter where I'll give you more tips and tricks and news about what's happening here at trinitydigitalmedia.com. And by the way, your email address is safe when you do that. I don't sell that or do anything like that. It's just between us. So keep that in mind. If you like the newsletter, if you like the videos, I bet you'd like the resources I've created with you in mind. I want to save you time. I want to give you the ability to do your church tech ministry to the best of your abilities. So I've created resources over in my store. So head on over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/store, and there you can pick up some of those resources, some of my books, some of my online training, etc. Until next time, go out and change eternity. This is Paul Allen Clifford with TrinityDigitalMedia.com.